You are listening to WMIE, Bavard's home for the very best in contemporary, modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County, Florida. We want to thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. And we are glad that you are joining us today on our journey through the Word of God. We are looking at what does the life of a devoted believer look like. And today we're going to be in 1 Corinthians chapter 16. And as we go through this passage, we're going to see that, you're not only devoted to the Word, and you're not only devoted to prayer. You're going to see another application today that is very, very important. And so we have we've looked at people that were devoted to Jesus, devoted to doctrine, devoted to fellowship, devoted to prayer, devoted to God, devoted to reverence or the fear of the Lord. We need to be devoted in our heart. We cannot have two masters, because we'll be devoted to one and despise the other. We need to be devoted to honor in our earthly relationships. We need to be devoted in our body and in our spirit. We need to be devoted to studying the Word of God, to observing the Word of God, and to teaching the Word of God. And now, let's see, we talked about in Romans chapter 12 being devoted to one another in brotherly love. And today we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 16. I'm going to read verses 15 through 18. We'll see how far we get today. But it says, "I urge you, brethren, you know the household of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have devoted themselves to the ministry of the saints, that you also submit to such and to everyone who works and labors with us. I am glad about the coming of Stephanas, Fortunatus, and Achaicus, for what was lacking on your part, they supplied, for they refreshed my spirit. Therefore acknowledge such men." So yesterday we talked about that the entire household of Stephanas was a household that was known by the church there in Corinth, that it was known as being a household of some of the first believers. And it wasn't just the father. It wasn't just the wife. It wasn't just the children. It was the entire household that was known to such an extent that Paul knew about them. And Paul was commending them to the local church. And so it says that you know the household of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have devoted themselves to the ministry of the saints. They have devoted themselves to the ministry of the saints. So you've heard me talk on a number of occasions that there are people who are very gifted. I believe that there are people who are more gifted than I am. I have told my children, all of them have their unique personalities. My son is a phenomenal leader. All of them have leadership skills. My son, really excels in leadership. He's, actively involved in ministry in his church on multiple levels. One daughter is actively involved in ministry in her church. My other daughter is the head of a ministry department in her church, and actually the head of a couple of different departments in her church, and their households are all involved. And my declaration to them, this goes into something that I said yesterday about, you know, touching the world, touching the nation, touching your family. And this is what I said to my kids. Look, you all have more giftings than what I have. And I pray that you will be more effective in touching the world than I've been. But I want to set that bar as high as I possibly can. I'm not looking to bail out and be an excuse or anything like that. I'm looking to say, look, I'm going to do the best that I can, but I pray that my ceiling is your floor, that my upper limits are the launching pad that will launch you into, you know, a faithful and devoted life to the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't remember where I heard this. I heard a speaker say this one time, that when he was playing high school football, he was highly sought after. He was highly recruited. And when they came to look at him play, they were really impressed with his play. And then they did physicals and things like that. And while they were watching him play, they saw another player on his team, and they were impressed with that person. And so they also put that person through the physicals and all of that. And what happened was the person that they stumbled across while looking at this other individual who was very gifted, they saw that the other person had a much greater upside than what this person did. And so the star of the team did not get a scholarship, and the guy who was just kind of up and coming and putting in the time and the work and all that, he ended up being the one that got the scholarship. And he might not have got that scholarship if it hadn't been for the person that was, pouring his heart and soul into it and was really good at one level, but they didn't think he was going to excel at another level. And so I have the mindset that if I can give it all that I've got, I want my kids to have that same mindset that Elisha had with Elijah, and that is we want a double portion. We've got a big world to reach, and we're thankful for the legacy. We're thankful for the influence and for the input, but we want to kick that up a notch. And so my prayer for them is that they'll be better parents than we were. They'll be better with their finances than we were, and they will be better equipped than what we were, and that they'll be more effective. That's not a selfish thing. It is a noble thing. So Paul writes in verse number 15, and he said, this is the other thing that you need to know about the household of Stephanas, and that is that they have devoted themselves to the ministry of the saints. They've devoted themselves to the ministry of the saints. We need people who are called. So we had our annual business meeting this year. It was back in March, and there was a question that came up, and you need to know, we're not hoarding capital or anything like that, but we're not going to be unwise stewards with it either. So last year we gave more to missions than we had ever given before in our lives, but the blessing of God continued to pour in, so we ended up having a phenomenal year. Most of the surplus came in the last 2 months. Up until then, we had kind of been in the red, but we ended up, on the positive side of the ledger sheet. And someone said, "What are we going to do with this?" And, you know, well, we're going to be faithful stewards with it. That's one thing. But we're going to use that for the ministry. But I said, I've talked to people. I've tried to recruit people to come to help us to become more than what Merit Assembly has ever become before. And I said, and here's what I found. I just don't need somebody here to fill a slot. I need someone who is called. I need someone who is devoted. And that they are going to be committed to ministry. When you have reached that stage where you are devoted, all of a sudden, there are different mindsets. Many of you are really devoted to your paycheck. And because you're devoted to the paycheck, that means you're devoted to your job. Because if you don't do the job, you don't get paid. So in the kingdom of God, we are devoted to bringing glory and honor to God. And that means that we need to be devoted. That means we need to be wholly committed with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, all of our strength. What are we going to do with it? We are going to be devoted to the ministry of the saints. Now, I cannot devote you. It says here, they have devoted themselves. I cannot devote you. I can only devote me. I cannot devote my wife. She has to devote herself. I could not devote my children. They had to devote themselves. There's a saying that God has no grandchildren, just children. And so each person is responsible for their own attitude, their own mindset. This is not something that God did in a compulsory manner. This was something that they responded to what God wanted, and they said, we're called and committed and devoted to doing this, not just as an individual, but as a family. So when the church, and I'm not talking about Merit Assembly of God, I'm talking about the church as a whole, when the church moves beyond the lackadaisical attitude of ministry being a convenience or ministry being an event and moves to the place where ministry is a lifestyle that happens all of the time, and we are so committed we don't want to miss it, then we will be ready to touch our region for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I've known churches that were having phenomenal revival services, and people were so complacent with their new normal that they weren't even attending church. And when they found out that a high-profile speaker was going to be there, a celebrity speaker, there's like, oh, if I had known that he was going to be here, I would have been here, not realizing the dynamic ministry that was taking place on a regular basis. So we're here, and as we're going through this, as we get further along in this study, I will tell you what we're doing. When we're looking at the devoted life of a believer, I want to ask you two questions. How would you assess your level of devotion? And then the second question is this: how would God assess your level of devotion? And that's really the more important question. So Paul is writing, he said, they've devoted themselves to the ministry of the saints. It's not just ministry to the saints, but you as a child of God have been created by God on purpose, and that purpose is to serve. It's not just service inside the church. I believe that that is very important, but it is ministry of the saints. So I heard this in the past couple of months. I sing this song, "The Old Gray Matter Ain't What It Used to Be." I don't remember who I heard say this, but they said, the day that you got saved, God welcomed you into the kingdom. And I want you to know the discussion that didn't happen. The discussion in heaven that didn't happen is, oh, great, Bob has given his heart to me. I wonder what we're going to have him do. What possibly could we find for him as a ministry, as a place where he could be devoted to service? No, the Bible describes that we were created for his purpose before the world was ever in existence. So I was having a conversation with someone, and I told them, I said, according to the Word of God, God chooses the time in which we're going to live, and he chooses the places, the boundaries where we are going to live. We live in a fallen world where people are constantly trying to gain new territory, cement their legacy in history, and that means defeating others around them. Where the kingdom of God says, I can be content with what God has given to me. I am devoted to service. So we are coming up on our 10th anniversary of the Refresh Radio program here in about 6 months. For 9.5 years, we've been coming to the radio station and doing broadcast for each and every day. Now, it was about a little over five years ago where I had a family member that had a health crisis, and they were in intensive care, and I had to play a best of there. There's a couple of weeks. There's the week of Thanksgiving. There's the week between Christmas and New Year's where we do those as replays, if you will. We have a Christmas Eve that's the same every year. We have a Good Friday that we do the same every year. So that's 10, that's 12, and I don't know, 5 times 52 is 60. So roughly there's about 48 new programs a year if I'm doing my math right. 5 times 52 is 260. 260 minus 12 is 248. That's a lot of new programs. That takes a devotion to the Word of God, to prayer, to find out, God, what do you want me to say, to devotion to study, devotion out of the time frame, and that's because I'm ministering to the saints. But you and I, we have a ministry of the saints, and you know, this program crosses over into that as well, because not everybody who listens is a believer. And that is this: the saints have a ministry. The faith of the Lord Jesus Christ has been committed to the saints once and for all, according to the book of Jude. As a result of that, there is no backup plan. That doesn't mean that God is not revealing himself and signs and wonders and dreams. That doesn't mean that at all. It means that when it comes to the business of faith, though, there's not supposed to be a bunch of bench warmers. I was a bench warmer in ninth grade football, and they said, "Do you want to play in high school football?" I said, "No, I think I'm good. I think I'm good." And there was something, and I distinctly remember the mindset. The mindset was that I was kind of like the runt of the litter, and I didn't think that there was anything that I could really bring to the table, being a person who was only 5'6" as a sophomore. Only to discover in my senior year that the person who was named the most valuable player on the team was exactly the same size I was. It wasn't my size. It might have been my devotion. I didn't like jogging. I didn't like lifting weights. It's not that I didn't do them. I just wasn't devoted to them. There were things that I didn't understand about, you know, red dog this and blue dog that, and, you know, what this gap was and what that gap was. I didn't speak the lingo. And so there were limitations. There were some successes, you know, when I did get in the game, but devoted, being committed to it. You know, this world will tell you, hey, it's all about hard work. I will tell you this. In the kingdom of God, it's about commitment. It's about devotion, and what that relationship, what that waiting upon the Lord and becoming entwined together with him, united with him and his power and his strength and his wisdom. And you say, God, I am just as devoted to you and to your cause as I can be. God says, I've got ministry that is not just for the pastor, not just for those with a title, but those in the house, in the church house. They have a ministry, and it is a saintly ministry. It is a ministry that can only be done by people who are forgiven of their sins, that are washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, who are filled with the Word of God, filled with faith, filled with power, filled with the Holy Spirit. That's the type of ministry that God has for us. So, Merit Assembly of God, we do not have musicians. I want you to know, it's not because we don't want musicians that we don't have musicians. We started 30 years ago with a tambourine being beaten upon my leg. We started with a piano player from another church that would record soundtracks for us so that we could worship the Lord. That mean we started off rough. We ended up with a drummer, a piano player, an organ player, bass guitar, electric guitar, you know, full worship team. And then they grew up and they moved out of the area, and there wasn't people that were there to fill the instruments. And so we had a piano player, and they're not able to play anymore. And so we've got instruments, but no musicians. At our business meeting said, you know, could we get some unbelievers to come and play the instruments? And I said, no, I said, I know that there are some churches that do that. I said, but how is a person that doesn't know God going to successfully lead the people of God into the presence of God? I said, I'm not opposed to people getting saved, being discipled, and using their gifts for the glory of God. But there are certain ministries you wouldn't want an unbeliever proclaiming the gospel to the Lord of the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't want a worship leader that is filled with pride. There are certain ministries that are meant for the saints. So now there are other ministries that, you know, when people come in, hey, you know, we're glad to have you. But there are certain ministries that are available only for the redeemed. And so with that being said, if you're a musician out there and you're walking with Jesus and your gifting is sitting idle on the shelf, maybe I'm the Barnabas to you being the Saul of Tarsus, and the invitation is going out and saying, hey, maybe God is calling me to Merit Assembly of God so that we can use our giftings and create an atmosphere where the Holy Spirit can radically transform a community. Anything is possible. I was a youth pastor in Melbourne before I became the pastor in Merritt Island. Where you are right now, God can use. There is a ministry of the saints, and I pray today that not one person that is listening to the sound of my voice would say, you know what, there's just nothing that I can do. So I tell people there are ministries that everybody thinks that somebody is doing, when in actuality, no one is doing them. And I know this. I know the Lord of the harvest. The Lord of the harvest doesn't want the crop rotting in the fields. He doesn't want it going bad. He saved you. He saved me. He equips us. He calls us. He's redeemed us. And I pray that you will make a difference in your family and make a difference in your church and make a difference in your community by being a person and a family that is devoted to the ministry of the saints. What a difference devoted believers will make. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Jesus Christ, forever.